I'm Jen.
And I'm Mal.
And this is
all we got.
So I have a question today. Excuses. Whether it's your husband or your kids.
Excuses. Mm-hmm. When do you accept the excuse, though?
How do you know the excuse is a lie? Like, that's my issue. I don't know.
They're always a lie. They're all liars. Big fat liars.
So here's my situation.
Tell the situation. Okay.
My son had my credit card number for a while. I didn't know.
And stealing.
I guess you consider it stealing. In his head, he wasn't stealing. It's about $2,500 worth of charges of DoorDash.
Ooh.
His excuse. You know, his excuse is, I don't have a job. I'm in rehabs, working on not drinking.
So you're supposed to fund the DoorDash?
I guess.
Doesn't the rehab give him food?
No, they don't give him food, but he does.
Oh, because he's in sober living.
Yeah, he's in sober living. He does IOP.
So he's supposed to have a job.
He has time to have a job. Used to be an IOP, which means he's an outpatient now working on himself, and they'll go until 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So you get a job at 4 o'clock.
Well, when am I working on myself? That's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. I want to work on
yoga,
myself.
Yoga, massage.
I really do. Talk about things to people that listen.
Use your mother's car to
go DoorDashing. Buy you vapes or whatever you're buying.
Right?
What are you buying?
What are you getting? Celsius?
What are you getting? Really?
Well, I mean, so I don't know. I don't think that's a good excuse.
I don't think that's a good excuse. No. No. What about, like, you know, I don't know. Get a job. I think that's.
I mean, isn't it simple? I think as a human being, you get jobs. You work.
You might not like the job, or you might not. You might think you're better than the job.
Exactly. But hey,
you just do the job.
Sorry.
Just do it.
Right.
That's what I think.
What's your story?
No, my husband was upset because he was just in a foul mood, but it was because he was constipated. And then once he went to the bathroom, he was much better.
That's his excuse.
That was his excuse.
Now, do we accept constipation as an excuse?
Or do I just put Miralax in his coffee every morning so then he doesn't get nasty?
I mean...
Is constipation an excuse?
Think about what we can use as excuses as a woman. I'm pregnant and I'm giving birth to a human being.
Oh my God, I used that one.
So I can do nothing. I should sit and do nothing. I think that's a good excuse.
I accept that.
I think if someone says that they're in the hospital, that's an excuse that you couldn't get somewhere. But being in rehab, working on yourself, or being constipated because you can't go shit.
Is that an excuse?
No. It makes me cuckoo. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
What about the people at work that come in late and their excuses?
Oh, madame.
But meanwhile, they got the big
train.
The train, or they got the big Dunkin' Donuts cup,
big gulp thing.
But they're late.
And they're walking in and they're late.
Or a face full of makeup.
Every
and they're
day.
Late, but
every
they have
day.
Their excuse.
Every day.
Excuse. Not, I have 4 kids and I'm trying to get to school and then the bus broke down. You know, none of
that. I gotta drive that one.
That's a good excuse.
Because, like, think about it. In the morning before we go to work, I empty a dishwasher.
Definitely.
Okay. I usually throw up. Right?
Yeah.
Make a bed.
Definitely. I make the bed. Right? I can't leave without it.
Maybe look at what I'm going to cook for dinner that night.
Go to the gym. I go to the gym at 6 a.m.
God bless America. I can't do that anymore.
And then I pack my lunch.
Okay.
I pack other people's
lunch.
And
are you on time?
I'm on time.
Okay.
Sometimes, give or take.
But you know what? I'm not only on time. I am a half hour early for work because I'm a morning person.
Yes.
I see people walk in late. They have no children. They have nothing. They live at their parents.
And they're late.
And their excuse? Train.
Planes.
Couldn't get up. Yeah. Couldn't get up. The alarm didn't go off. Could you? I would have diarrhea.
I would have diarrhea.
If I was late like that.
If I was late like that.
Diarrhea.
I wouldn't be constipated. I would be diarrhea.
I know. I agree.
Constipation,
rehab. I don't know. I think maybe because I'm 50 and I've heard these excuses for so long.
I know, but menopause is a good excuse. It really does. I can't remember a lot of shit because of menopause. Can you?
I think that's why I don't remember. I do remember, though, my excuse. So when Scott would sleep at night, and he would snore in menopause, I wanted to kill him, take the pillow and smother him. And obviously, I can't because I get arrested, I go to jail, I have 4 kids. So I remember going to dinner with him and saying, I just want to be honest. Here's my reason why I'm so cranky and why I want to kill you at night because I'm in menopause. And I do think that's a good excuse.
That is a good excuse. I think it's an acceptable excuse.
I agree with
Everything's shutting down. Everything's shutting
down. Your levels are high, low, medium, in between.
Now I'm just dead down there. There's nothing working.
Oh, it's
It's closed Sahara for Desert. Business.
Yeah, closed for business. Closed. And that's a good excuse.
And I think that's a great excuse.
And, you know, coupled with the constipation of Fred.
Yeah.
Close it up.
Close up shop.
Right? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I mean, just having four kids and someone who steals all your money.
That's a good excuse.
That's a good excuse to just go to sleep. I just want to go to bed.
I just want to go to sleep.
I don't want to deal with a thing. I think that's a good excuse.
I think that's a good excuse.
What are some other good excuses? I mean, think about it. Think about what people say. Like, I know someone who's saying, you know, they have a lot of kids. They're all going to college. Can't go anywhere. But then on the social media, she's out all the time. So is it just she doesn't want to go anywhere with us? You had a good excuse, but I don't think it was a real excuse.
It's not a real one. That's a lie.
That's a lie. So, So I think people are getting confused with lies and excuses.
Yes. I don't know. Is an excuse a lie? I don't know. Is a lie an excuse?
No, think about it. Like, I can't go somewhere because my car broke down. My car really broke down? That's
truth.
That's truth. I can't go somewhere because I have a gorilla in my backyard and I have to get rid of him.
That's a lie.
To get out of something, can't you just be honest? Like, listen, I wish my kid was just honest. Can I use your card for this? Can I use your card for that? Be honest. I say yes, I say no.
I know they don't want to hear no, though.
They don't want to hear no. They hate the no's.
But I don't think they're bad people. I think they make up lies in their head. And I think that the lies that they tell themselves justifies the use of the card, right?
Yes. I don't think in his head he was stealing from
me. No.
He wasn't being a bad person. He was literally like, I need it, and I just don't know how else to do it.
Right. I didn't even think about it. Just did it impulsively, and then, you know, we'll deal with it later.
Yes.
A lot of people do that, too. They'll do something and deal with it later, but never deal with it
later. And if I say sorry, it's all done.
It's all done.
And it's not. Like, and that's what I said. I don't really care that you're sorry. It's too late now. Now what do I do?
I don't know.
I mean, what'd you do with Fred?
I kind of just looked the other way because I wanted to laugh in his face. Like, how dare you use that as an excuse? Constipation is why you're angry all the time and short-tempered and blowing up and little fits like a child because you're constipated. I mean, I just don't get it. I just kind of ignored it.
It's an hysterical excuse, honestly. I actually think he's not lying.
He's not, and because he's usually very mild.
Think about it. You're very uncomfortable.
I'm constipated 24/7, so I don't use that as an excuse.
I think he's just uncomfortable and sad, and I think that was
and pain.
Yeah, and I do think that was
he's very
legit.
Nice now. But now I'm going to, like, track his bathroom habits like he's a newborn.
Exactly.
I'm going to write it down on a notebook.
Miralax, give it to him. Yeah.
BM at 4:00 Tuesday.
Yep, now we're good.
Now we're good.
Now ask for what you need. Ask him for something after he goes to the bathroom. When you see him walking out of the bathroom with newspaper, go for it. I need a new car. I need this. I need that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Right?
Yes. All right, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Right back. So we're back. And this is our first podcast.
And we are just interested in how this all works.
So we are going to, usually I think our podcast will be about a half hour.
Oh, I don't know. We're stretching it. Maybe 20 minutes we'll start.
So we are going to say that's all we got on this one,
on
excuses.
Excuses.
And we're going to drop a podcast once a week.
I think we'll start with once a week.
Once a week, every maybe Wednesday. We'll keep you posted on that. Follow us on TikTok to know. Jen Mel.
Bye.
Bye.